I have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I got thinking about, this is the bowl season. This is the time when I think there's 33 bowl games. And there's all these tournaments taking place, and there's these underdogs, and there's these teams playing one another, and one team may be down at halftime. And I was looking on YouTube about one of the titles of one of the games that were played recently was, how did they do that? And I don't know what the coach had at halftime in his playbook that caused a team that looked like they were destined for defeat. They come out at the end of the game victorious. And this is the scripture that we have, and this is something that we have in our playbook. It says we not only ever overcome, but we conquer him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. This is what we have in our playbook. This is something that is not even possible in our opponent's playbook, that we can overcome and that we are able to conquer him. And we could do that by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. Our testimony is we are here today, and our testimony is not just a song that we are going to sing, but this is more than a song. This is my song of victory. This is my song of freedom. This is my song of worship. This is my song of praise to the God he gave me in his playbook, that I am more than conquerors in him. In Jesus' name, and we are overcomers. And I tell you what, if you came in here and feel defeated at all, I pray before we even get to the offering that you have an overcoming attitude, amen. An overcoming yes. spirit that would just overwhelm you. In Jesus' name, I want to be changed. I amen. Want to be different than the way that I was a week ago, than I was a day ago. And I can do that because in the playbook, we are overcomers. In Jesus' name, let's worship the Lord together.
I'm here to worship. I'm here, I'm here to worship. I'm here, I'm here to worship you. I'm here, I'm here to worship. I'm here, I'm here to worship. I'm here, I'm here to worship you. I'm here, I'm here to worship. I'm here, I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. I'm here, I'm here to worship. I'm here, I'm here to worship. I'm here, I'm here to worship you. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm here to worship you. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm here to worship you. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm here to worship you.
Hallelujah.
I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you.
Somewhere right now that is either having to hide a Bible or having to whisper the name of Jesus.
Right.
And that I know that's so hard for us to grasp, but there
right.
is. My husband was over in Hong Kong and there were all kinds of rules of how you had to be careful and all this other kind of stuff. And people have to meet underground and people have to smuggle Bibles in. Aren't you thankful that you are here and you have the freedom to worship him, to say his name with anyone and everyone that you
yes,
please.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you worship with us as we sing this next song?
Wretched, broken, filled with guilt and shame. But in Christ I am a new creature, I am redeemed. Jesus broke the chains that were binding me. I've been ransomed from captivity.
He whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Free to praise, free to lift up hope.
better than that garment of heaviness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Mike, we pray for the offering.
I'm free indeed, I'm free indeed, not holding me.
I'm free indeed, and Christ, I'm free indeed, no chains are holding me, it's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed, in Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I choose to be free. I choose to be free. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. Was blind but now I see. It's who I'm meant to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. Was blind but now I see. It's who I'm meant to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. Was blind but now I see. It's who I'm meant to be. I choose to be brave.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The ultimate freedom that you and I have. It's not freedom of speech. It's not freedom of religion. It's not freedom of the press. The ultimate freedom that you and I have is the understanding that the freedom we have in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, has made us free from the law of sin and death. I have a great freedom this morning. No matter what my external circumstances are, no matter what region of the world I'm in, no matter what I'm facing, I have a freedom. The law of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. I have a freedom. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I'm free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The old hymn is correct. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Now I'm flying higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. I'm thankful that I have a freedom in Jesus Christ, that I can lift my hands. I can lift my voice. I can fly above the circumstances. I have a freedom in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another great freedom that we have is the Bible tells us we can come boldly into the throne of grace to find help in time of need. No matter what we're facing, no matter what the circumstances are of life, we have a freedom. The Bible says we have access, a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us by his blood. You and I have access to the very throne room of God where we can come before him and make our petition and request known. I'm thankful for that. If you have a need that you would like for the church to pray, why don't you just slip up your hand collectively? Let's acknowledge that there are many needs represented in the house. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I know there are many that are still traveling, will be traveling. My family will be traveling here this coming week, and we covet your prayers concerning that. If you would like to be anointed and prayed for, you're sick in your body this morning, you can come forward. We'll anoint and pray for you. But let's go to the Lord right now. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we're thankful that we have such a freedom in you, God, to come before you. Lord, to make our petition and request known unto you, to cry out on behalf of these needs and these circumstances. Lord, you're able to heal, to raise up, to strengthen whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance. God, we know that you're able, God, that you're a healer, God, that we find your strength and your love, God, in God, what we do for you. God, you are so good to us. God, you are so good to us, and we love you. God, we appreciate your goodness and your mercy and your grace. God, for those that are coming forward to be anointed and pray for, Lord, we stretch our hands toward them to believe and trust in your power, Jesus, in your precious
my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Oh, when freedom is here, freedom is here. Healing is here.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, one more time, can we applaud the Lord for his goodness? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you.
While you're standing, if you grab your Bibles, while you're turning to Isaiah chapter number 43, let's just say sincere thank you for your generosity in Christmas for Christ giving. Last tally, we have just over $2,800 that we will be able to give as an offering to She's for Christ. That is awesome. Thank you so much. You give yourselves a hand clap for giving sacrificially into a great cause. And be proud to send a check of that size from this church to support that cause. Thank you so very much. Remind you of the special service tonight, our year-end service, special time of gathering. And will be kind of a candlelight service, kind of. It'll be a hybrid candlelight service, shall we say. It will involve candles and candlelight. Want you to come and be in expectation of God working and moving that service tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. And then many of you know, but I'm not one of those pastors that tries to sneak out on vacation, but my family and I will be leaving on New Year's Day, headed to Florida for some time away, family vacation. And thank you to all those ministers here in the church that are going to be ministering in my stead. You know who you are, and thank you so much. I have no worries when we go that how everything is going to happen. I would ask that you home folks make sure you show up in force. Don't use opportunity as pastor being away to go and play. Come and be in the house of the Lord. Support the things of God. You're so good for doing that, and thank you for that. But we certainly would covet your prayers as we travel, and that we would have a great time together, seeing family and spending time together. Isaiah chapter number 43, as you're turning there, one of the announcements, I believe it, Saturday, January 12th, I saw men's fellowship. What time is that, Brother Jay? 7:30 at Country Kitchen? All right. So that is a week from this coming Saturday, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday at 7:30 in the morning, Country Kitchen, men's fellowship. Come together and have breakfast and fellowship, and so thank you, Brother Jay, for facilitating that. Isaiah chapter number 43, just two verses of scripture. Remember ye not, everybody say forget. Remember ye not, that's what remember ye not means, just in case you're wondering. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Somebody say, let go of the past. Remember ye not, or forget the former things, neither consider the things of old. Let the past go. Forget the former things. Don't even consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Everybody say new thing. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to make a way in the wilderness and even rivers in the desert. I want to preach to you upon these two words, new things. New things. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for your presence, God, and prayers answered here this morning, God. We thank you for the miracles that happened, Lord, as a result of our ministering and being ministered unto, God. We thank you we have opportunity to serve you and to know you, God, that revelation would come and understanding would creep into our heart and minds as we diligently endeavor to serve you and to worship you with all that we have, Lord. Bless the proceedings here this morning, God. Let it open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, that we would be blessed and renewed thereby to go forth and do your will. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. If you clap your hands, you may be seated. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. As we approach the new year, and no doubt marketing and commercials and things seize the opportunity for you and I and our New Year's resolutions and our endeavors to have a new start and a new opportunity. As we look ahead to 2019, believing that greater things are in store for us, there is still this human tendency to look back over the past, to reminisce about the good and the bad, to think about the things of old, to think about the former things. If I were to ask you to recall the most memorable things about this past year, what would those things be? Looking back over 2018, what would you say was the most memorable thing that happened, or some of the most memorable things that you encountered? As is often the case and is a part of our human nature, sometimes it's often easier to find the negative, the not so good, the failures, the mistakes, the resolutions I didn't keep, the things that I didn't do, the Bible I didn't read through in a year, the things that I didn't do in my devotion, the ways in which I failed to do the things which I thought I would do at the beginning of 2008. I look back over those things and those disappointments and those times that I looking back, say, well, I could have done things different and things could be better at this point. And this is partially what makes the promise of a new year, a new chance, a new opportunity so appealing. It's like we get another chance. It's like I'm alive for another year. And so this as we approach these last few days of 2018 and we look ahead to 2019, you know what? I have another chance. I have another opportunity to do things different, to make things better. I have an opportunity to get the Bible chart and read my Bible through in a year. I have opportunity to start from scratch, if you will. It's like the slate's clean almost. It's like I know it's just another calendar year. It's just another. But in our mind and in our perception, it lends itself to appealing to that part of us that says, I can do things different, can make things better. Let me ask you this. What if the reminiscing, the rewind, and the playback in our minds was focused upon the good things? What if what was easily recalled was the positive, the high times, the mountaintops, the successes, the things that we did do that were great, the high times, all those wonderful things that happened in life, and those things that brought smiles to my face, those things that, let's just face it, one of the good things, and I know there's many bad things, But one of the good things about Facebook and some of that social media is that sometimes they put stuff on there that you bring up and it makes you smile. I do that with the kids a lot. One of our favorite things to do is look back over old videos and watch old videos. Obviously, they love to watch videos of themselves. That's just human nature. But it's amazing to me how that many times I'll pull up the app and there a memory from 3 years ago. And it's some cute little video, and then I'll share it again. You know, you get all the comments and the likes. But that's a part of our life. We like to reminisce. We like to look over. We like to flash back, if you will. Well, what if I could block all the bad? What if all the negative and all the not so good was just done away with, and the only thing that was allowed into my mind was what was good? What if my flashbacks only found the font, the good stuff, the great stuff? What if my memories, what if the memories brought to mind were positive and appealing and make look back over the past just brought smiles to my face all the time? What if? Let's go further. What if what was ahead was so much better than all those former things, so much so that they're not even worth remembering? Stay with me. even consider the great things that were done before. The future's so bright. What lies ahead, what's over the next horizon is so much better. It's so good that even looking back at the good things is pointless. Even remembering the great things that were done really pales in comparison. What lies ahead, what is around the corner is so much better. I know what you're thinking. That sounds a little too good to be true. But do you realize this is exactly what Isaiah is doing in Isaiah 43? If you were to go back and you were to read the first 17 verses of Isaiah 43 prior to our text where we read, you would find that Isaiah is saying things and speaking for God and saying things like, "Fear not, I have redeemed thee. I gave Egypt for thy ransom and Ethiopia and Seba, and I have declared, I have saved, I have showed, I have done all these things." He even looks back and says that the children of Israel were honorable. It's like all the good stuff is pointed out. 1 through 17, there's not any negative at all. Read it. It's all good stuff. It's all wonderful stuff. It's all good memories. It's all deliverance from Egypt and brought you out with a mighty hand and saved you from many waters. And it's all this good stuff. 1 through 17 is reminiscing about all the good things. But then in verse 18 he says, "Remember not the things of old." Wait a second. Isaiah, if you're bringing up all the bad stuff, how we made mistakes and we forsook God and we went to worshiping idols and we backslid and how judgment came. Lord, Isaiah, if you want us to forget all that stuff, I'm on that train. I'll ride that reminiscing train with you. I'll forget all that bad stuff. I'll gladly, let's block that out. Let's put it. Isaiah, I'm with you on that. Remember not those former things. We're on the same page, you and me. I can get on board with that. Forget all that bad stuff. But what Isaiah says is 1 through 17 is all good stuff. It's all the greatness of God and what God has done for them and how God has brought them out. And then he says, forget them. Don't even consider the things of old. Remember not those things. Behold, I do a new thing. Is the future really that bright? Is what God is going to do next so much better? Should I really rip off the rearview mirror and just look ahead with expectation? Is what awaits in front of me so wonderful that even the good things are not worth looking back on? I don't know. I realize I'm fighting some doubt right now. Come on, Pastor. Are you really saying that 2019 can be so good for me and what God has in store for me coming ahead can be so great and so wonderful that what he's done for me in the past is really not even worth considering? That what he has in store for me, behold, I know the plans that I have for you. I know what I have. I have an expected end for you. Can we believe in a God who says your future is so bright, it's not even worth considering your past? It's not even worth looking back over the good things. What is in front of you is so great and so wonderful. Rip off the rearview mirror, honey, and just look ahead to what's coming on the horizon. Maybe some of you will get on board. Can you and I truly believe the promises of his word? Can we find the faith that believes our future holds amazing promise and potential? Or will we fall back into the same rut of just doing things that we've always done? Or will we believe in a God of new things? A God who has greater things in store for us? A God who says, listen, your future is so wonderful. You shouldn't dwell on the past and worry about your present. What I have going and coming ahead is so great. Behold, I do new things. I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. See, we've truly got to believe that my past and my present pale in comparison to my future. I'm not negating the testimonies, and I'm not negating the good things that God has done in your life, and I'm not negating where God has brought you to, but so much time we've been worrying about the future. We've been worried about tomorrow. What's going to happen? Can we just believe in a great God who is able to sustain and who is able to provide, and the future that He has for us is a future of new things, of great things? God will do a new thing. It will be so great that even the former good is better for God. I know. Man, that just sounds too good to be true. Listen, if anything else, I want us to enter into 2019 with a mentality that says, I'm not going to reminisce about the past. I'm going to forget the things which are behind, and I'm going to reach forward to the things which are before. I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. What He has for me in my future will so far exceed my own understanding and my own imagination that I just got to reach forward. I got to keep press forward. I'm not going to dwell on the past. I'm not going to let those things even enter my mind. Remember ye not the former things, and don't even consider the things of old. Now it shall spring forth, the Bible says. We need to get the concept, and we need to understand that God is a God who's all about growth and maturing and production. From the very beginning of creation, when He put the seed in itself, that it would spring forth, that it would reproduce, that it would bear fruit. God is all about you and I bearing fruit. He's all about you and I going forward. It's the job of the enemy to try to get you and I to be complacent or stay in the same place, or even better yet, for their cause, to backslide or go backwards. But what God is all the time doing is calling us forward. Hey, there's greater things in store for you. Hey, there's better things over here. Remember ye not the former things. Don't even consider the things of old. Sometimes we stay so tied to our past. Reminisce about our failures and our mistakes. We can't get where God is calling us because we're so tethered to those things that used to be. Why don't we, as we approach 2019, why don't we sever those ties? Why don't we believe in a God of new things? Why don't we believe in a future that awaits us, that has so much promise and so potential? And God, it just gets sweeter and sweeter as the day goes by. Oh, what a love between the Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. And He keeps showing me new things and new revelations and new understandings. So great they are and so wonderful. Why would I even consider the things of old? He's a God of new things. Even those negative things, even those times that were tough, even those valleys that we did walk through. Can we truly believe Romans 8:28? And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. You need to understand your best days are not behind you. Your best days are in front of you. All that's been done and all that you've gone through is working for your good. It's propelling you and pushing you to greater promise and greater potential. Can I truly believe? He said, oh, you shall know it. Shall you not know it? It's rhetorical. It's going to spring forth. Shall you not know it? You're going to see it. It's going to be evident in your life. You got to believe. You got to trust. You got to hold on to the promise and believe that the future is bright for you. So much so that He says this, I will even make a way in the wilderness. Even in a wilderness, God will make a way. when I can't see beyond the smog of the situation, when I feel lost and alone, when the enemy has compassed me about, when I feel like I'm going under for the last time, I need to rest assured in the promises of God. When I'm wondering and I'm trying and I'm seeking, but I can't seem to find my way, can I truly believe in a God who will make a way even in the midst of a wilderness, who will make a way of escape in the utmost temptation, who will make and provide for you and I a way out of every situation and out of every circumstance? For the Bible says, I will even make a way in the wilderness. I realize everybody's different. Maybe 2018 for you was a banner year. Well, I believe 2019 is even better. Maybe this year has felt like one big wilderness. Wandering and wondering, trying to find the will of God. And is it truly going to get better? Can I say this? Please don't lose hope. He's a God of new things. So much promise and potential in God. Greater things are in store. He'll make a way in the wilderness. Forget the former things. Focus on a God of new things. One who can and will make a way of escape. You've got to set those thoughts aside. You can't fall back into that trap. You can't be lost in that sea. You've got to believe and trust in God that He will make a way out of no way. He says, I will even make a way in the wilderness. It doesn't stop there. Along with making a way in the wilderness, he says, and rivers in the desert. Dry and desolate places where others find no hope, where depression seems to surround. And there, even there, even in the middle of that situation, even in the middle of that desert, I need to look for the flowing rivers that God says He has provided unto me. That even in the midst of the desert, even going through the situation and the circumstance, I can truly believe that God will make a way, that God will provide rivers in the desert. And let me just say this. Some of you need to rejoice that you're even here this morning. Whether it's health, whether it's situation, whether it's circumstance, no matter, you need to rejoice in the fact that God has brought you through and that you're standing on the eve of 2019 and that God has delivered and God has helped and God has saved. But you need to understand that what lies ahead and what awaits for you on the other side of the horizon is even better. And to know that I believe if God tarries and I look at 2020, I do so still believing for better things. Some of you are a living, walking, breathing testimony of a God who provides rivers in dry places. The devil thought he would get an advantage over you. Thought you would succumb to the pressures and persecutions. Thought you would wither up and give up. But you serve a God of new things. You serve a God who's willing. All of a sudden when I was there and I was wandering in the wilderness, all of a sudden His light began to shine on my path. And I knew as long as I just could keep putting one foot in front of the other, I'm going to make my way out of this situation. Because He's a God of new things. I was dry and thirsty, and when I wanted some nourishment for my soul, and when I was looking for something. Amazing how that some of you can recall, some of you can testify of this kind of God, that while you were considering, while you were wondering, while you were contemplating and thinking, all of a sudden someone spoke into your life. All of a sudden you got an answer. All of a sudden a word came to you and you realized, oh, that's another river in a desert place. That's another flowing of God's word in my life. That's another example. That's another proof that I serve a God of new things. He will not let me die in the desert. He will not let me wither up, but He will provide a river in the desert. For He is a God of new things. And we believe, can we trust in Him? Can we look to 2019 with great expectation. This is maybe a little precursor to tonight and what we're going to do, and kind of in an example of how we're going to perform what we're going to do tonight. But I've really got to let go of 2018, the good and the bad. I can't stay tethered to what happened. I can't I can't go back and change any of it. I can't make anything different. The only thing I can do is start believing in a God of new things, a God who's able to make a way in the middle of the wilderness, a God who's able to make a river in the middle of the desert. I just got to believe that this God who I serve, who is faithful unto me until the end, and He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. So I'm just going to keep believing, Pastor. I'm just going to keep showing up. I'm just going to keep coming, because He's a God of new things. And one of those services, one of those times, I'm going to walk in and that word's going to come forth. And though I'm dry and though I'm thirsty, the river's going to begin to flow, and my soul's going to be saturated with the goodness of God. He is a God of new things. He's a God of new things. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Can I truly grasp the concept? Can I truly believe that what God has for me? And not like this. Well, it's got to get better because it can't get no worse. No, it could. I believe in a God of new things. I believe a God that will take all those things and work them together for my good. I believe as long as I keep trusting Him, as long as I keep putting my faith in Him and the future, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith has to do with what's coming. Faith has to do, if you could see it, why then would you hope for it? It's the understanding. It's the faith. I walk by faith. I'm not looking at all the circumstances. I'm not looking at 2018 and everything that happened. What I'm doing is I'm looking ahead unto 2019. I'm looking ahead with a God of new things, whose mercies are new each morning, who will help and who will deliver. Multiple times in the book of Psalms, we'll find this or something similar to this phrase: sing unto the Lord a new song. I will sing a new song. I will play upon the psaltery and harp. I will sing unto the Lord. He's such a God of new things. And even when we get over there, the Bible tells us in Revelation 5:9 that they sang a new song. He's a God of new things. So remember ye not the former things, and don't even consider the things of old. Look forward to what God has for you. Pastor, I need this encouragement this morning, because I 2018 was just one of those years that I'm ready to see it go. More so than that, are you ready to see 2019 come? Are you ready to see the future that God has for you? For He's a God of new things. He'll make a way in the middle of the wilderness. Rivers will flow in desert places, because He's a God of new things. His altars are open. Why don't you come and present yourself before a God of new things, believing and trusting in You, God. I'm tired of crying about things that happened in 2018, God. I want to cry with tears of joy and anticipation about what is going to unfold in 2019, because you're a God of new things. I'm believing. I'm trusting you, God.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling.
He's a God of new things.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide.
Here I am, Jesus.
Forgiveness was born with.
I'm looking forward with anticipation. I'm ripping off the rear view mirror. I'm remembering not the things of old I won't even consider. I look ahead to what you have in store for me, God. I look ahead.
Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to.
I'm not living in the past anymore.
The Father's.
I'm not reminiscing with our head anymore. I'm looking ahead to what God has in store. He's a God of new things. He makes ways in the wilderness. He provides rivers in the desert. I won't stay marinated in the things of the past. I won't let them flavor my future. I'll look forward to a God of new things. There's anticipation in my spirit.
Christ is risen.
The devil thought he had me, but I'm pressing on. Defeat, but he's going to recognize that I'm making my way into 2019, and it's a year of victory, it's a year of blessing, it's a year of plenty that God is going to provide.
For he is Lord of all, sing hallelujah, Christ. Open wide, forgiveness was born.
Tonight, we're going to put this into practice. I told you this was kind of a precursor to what I feel led to lead us in tonight. I say a hybrid candlelight service because how we're going to do it tonight is going to be a little different maybe than what you've ever done. Between now and tonight, I want you to think of, I know you say, well, you just preached and told us not to do this, but just bear with me. There's a reason. Think about 2018. One, two, three things. Those things that you don't want to remember anymore. Former things that forget. I have cards and pens for you to write these things on. Don't worry, nobody's going to read them. It's regrets, mistakes, failures, whatever. I'm going to write these things down on a card. And then the front will have set up with a lamp or a big candle burning with a flame. And we're going to take those cards and roll them up and we're going to light them on fire. Will the pyro say amen? But before we extinguish them and we throw them in the pot with water so we don't create a fire. Before we extinguish flame, we're going to use the flame, symbolic of the fire of God, consuming those things of old. We're going to use the flame to light a candle. Because while the fire of God is a consuming fire which can consume the things of old, the fire of God is also a light for our future. So we're going to forget those things. We're going to burn them up. We're going to use that flame to light the candle, symbolic of allowing the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us into 2019. I hope that you will come, make yourself available to that service. I believe it will be meaningful and impactful. And will help us transition from 2018 to 2019. God bless you for being here in service this morning. We love and appreciate you. Go in the precious name of Jesus Christ. You're dismissed.